on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It was not pretty, but effective. As the Patriots find themselves back in the Super Bowl, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And Mike Broncos head coach Sean Payton. Look, we're very familiar with him being Falcon fans and following him all those years with the Saints and how much we disliked him. But yesterday, Mike, I thought he was just trying to do too much. Take the point, Sean Payton. What is he doing?
Yeah, I mean, like, we all love to be aggressive, and you felt if you scored the touchdown there on that 4th-and-1, you know, if you went on a score on that drive, I mean, that might be enough because points are going to be at a premium once the weather got funky. But everybody said it, and one of the few things Romo, you know, got right that everyone agreed, just take the points, man. Kick the field goal. But Sean Payton, you know, he rues the day because, let's be honest, if he kicks that field goal, that game might have never ended, Carl. That might have been the new longest game in the history of the NFL, like the old Dolphins and the Chiefs back in the day, because this thing, it was what it was. Now, I got to be honest. I did not, and I don't have a problem with snow. I think it's kind of cool. You don't see it all the time in the NFL. And all this nonsense, I couldn't believe what people that covered the league, Carl, for years ago, we need to move these games to neutral sites. You'd never play the Super Bowl in a game like this. Well, we've played Super Bowls in the rain.
Yep.
You know, the conditions in an open-air stadium, it happens. But the Broncos earned the right to be at home and have the altitude and all that. The problem was you didn't have Bo Nix. If Bo Nix is in that game, maybe we get 2 or 3 touchdowns on each team. You know, because both teams knew they were going to play conservative. Certainly, New England didn't have to push it because they knew Stidham couldn't do the job.
Yeah, the Patriots, by the way, didn't lose on the road this year. It's remarkable. 9-0 on the road, including the postseason. They're the first team in NFL history to do it, guys, to go 9-0 or better on the road in a season. So that in itself, right? We always talk about being able to win on the road. And part of the formula is win your home games, win half your road games, you're going to be fine. They didn't lose any. And Mike, to the point about weather, look, we don't get these legendary games like the Ice Bowl. We don't get the Chicago Fog Bowl without these games in the elements, okay? And if you guys are not familiar with those games, they're some of the greatest playoff games in the history of the NFL. But the elements played a role. And part of overcoming that for any team and winning is also a part of, Mike, the overcoming adversity to get to the Super Bowl. So both teams had to deal with it. I totally agree. And this is why you play for it, man. Look, this is why the Falcons have to have home field advantage. Mike, we don't need to be going to Philly when it's freezing cold or New York. Like, this is why you want home field advantage throughout. It always doesn't happen that way. But that's why, like, in 12, right, we thought that team should have gone to the Super Bowl. You had home field. Here come the 49ers. It's you've got what you want. They didn't get there. 16, a different story. But right. I think home field advantage should still matter.
And the other thing about this, you know, with Sam Darnold, this is one of the all-timers. I mean, you and I know for younger guys out there, I mentioned it this morning on our pre-show, Jim Plunkett was the first overall guy taken. I think it was like 73, Heisman Trophy winner, and did nothing. It was a bad New England team. He's on a bad 49ers team for a couple of years, and then Al Davis picks him up. He gets released, and he goes on to win 2 Super Bowls for Tom Flores with the Raiders, first in Oakland and then down when they moved to Los Angeles. And Sam Darnold, Carl, he's been kicked to the curb. This guy's bounced all over the place, left for dead. Jets fans, you actually drafted the right quarterback. You just got to bring him up the right way. So I think that's a hell of a story, and I like Kubiak. Maybe Kubiak stays now in Seattle. I know I wanted him. A lot of other teams want him. Some of the better jobs now have been taken, so maybe Kubiak stays. But, dude, that offense was great, and that defense gets after it. It's a hell of a team, and I got no problem with Drake May and Vrabel. We went to the playoffs in 08, Carl, on the easiest schedule, coming off the 07 season. So the Patriots, as you said, they didn't lose on the road. They did what they're supposed to do.
They took advantage of the situation. I agree. Here's Vrabel, by the way, talking about just doing enough. Look, sometimes you play in these games, and look, did he get conservative at the end? Yes, because they did not think Jared Stidham and the Broncos could go down and score. So run the ball, punt it. Run the ball, punt. We're not going to take chances. So I don't have a problem with the way he played. As a matter of fact, that's why Vrabel sometimes, Mike, is smarter than these other guys, because he plays it by the book. And, like, at the end of that kind of game yesterday, that's what you needed to do. You didn't need to have, you know, Drake May trying to be Superman. Here's what he said afterwards.
I know that there's going to be a lot of questions about this and that and the other thing. And, you know, we did enough to win the football game in tough conditions. And, you know, when we got that field goal, you know, the defense, and talking to them, and I said, if they don't score, you know, then it's going to be hard for them to win the football game, obviously. And we took care of the ball, and then the five-minute drive, we were able to run it just enough, and then, you know, came up with a big call there at the end of the game to seal it.
Yeah, Mike, and real quick, the thing that ticks me off the most is they got the right coach.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, like he interviewed here. And by the way, all these guys, he never wanted to come here. You realize that when we interviewed him, the Gerard Mayo hadn't even coached a minute of the Patriots. Yep. So if you want him and you earmark him, maybe this was what Sportology, Carl, needed to figure out, that we were a dysfunctional franchise with no direction and everyone giving Arthur Blank bad advice, and Rich McKay was part of that. Because Vrabel's – now, guys say, well, we had Arthur Smith, and why would we go back to Tennessee? Arthur Smith's not Vrabel. Vrabel is the guy. Now, yep. I don't know, could Vrabel have convinced Josh McDaniels to come along? I don't know about that, but here's a guy that gets it. He has a culture. Raheem didn't build a culture here. You know, I mean, and the same thing goes for McDonald. Now, maybe they were scared off to have another coach that never been a head coach, but you see what Mike McDonald has built, Carl, in Seattle as well.
Yeah, man. And I say that because, you know, here we are 2 years later.
Yep.
2 years later, they're in the Super Bowl. 2 years later. So it doesn't take long. Here is, by the way, Sean Payton. This was the play. It's 4th and 1, 14-yard line. You score, obviously, you get the first down. You're probably going to score. Long story short, it didn't happen that way. And look, I'm screaming. I did not know this game was going to take a turn for the weather. I don't know if anybody did. But I'm like Mike, screaming at television, Sean, take the points. Yeah. You're on the run. You're at take home. You got your back. Yeah, you got your backup quarterback. Here's how he explained going for 4th and 1.
Just felt like, man, we had momentum to get up 14. It felt like we had a good call. Where were we at yard line-wise there? Yeah, I think the feeling was, man, let's be aggressive. To get up 14, I was just watching the way our defense was playing.
I'm watching the replay right now. And yeah. I don't know, if you try to sneak Stidham, you get a better shot at him rolling out against the athletes they've got on that defense. They just, you know, they all flow to the football. So and by the way, had they tried to go up the middle, the nose tackle blew it up. Nothing was working on that play. And that's the thing. Credit to the Patriots. Take the points.
All right. We are going to talk plenty about what we saw in Seattle as well as they advance. Speaking of a goal line stand, they had their own. And that obviously was the more entertaining game at the end of the day from the early game. But we're going to get into that. We're also going to talk about all things Falcons coming up here in the 5 o'clock hour. If you're just tuning in, just joining us, it's Dukes and Bell. We got a late start today because of the Hawks game that was moved by the NBA, and that didn't start until about 1:30 here on the radio station. So we're coming on afterwards, man, and filling in all the blanks for you guys. By the way, we got to talk about this too, Mike. And, you know, we've been saying all along, neither you or I were enamored with Mike McCarthy.
Right.
But the Steelers make the hire this weekend. Now, say what you want, but think about this. McCarthy now has coached the Packers, the Cowboys, and the Steelers. Will, that's a pretty good damn run, man. When you talk about storied franchises, he obviously won a chip with the Packers, did not win with the Cowboys. But, Mike, that hire to me, and I get it, it was safe, and he knows what he's doing. I don't know, man. And it goes against what they've traditionally done. They usually hire young guys and let them grow into the job. That's why they've only had 3 coaches in the history of the franchise. He becomes the 4th.
Yeah, I thought they may try to get one of the younger dudes out there. We talked about all these, you know, there's a young breed of coaches that teams are not scared to go talk to, whether that's going to be Miami, and Halfley was kind of out of the blue from Green Bay. You know, we talked about, you know, the Ravens had a connection, and they decided to go for a young defensive-minded coach. And now Kubiak's kind of out there. I thought the Steelers might hold out for Kubiak. But, yeah, Mike McCarthy is so uncompelling for the same reasons some would say Stefanski's uncompelling. But we'll see. I just thought the last year when they lost to the Packers in the playoffs was just – there was no excuse for that. One game doesn't define him. He brings – what does he bring? What does McCarthy bring? What does he bring into this equation? Is Aaron Rodgers sticking around? You got to go draft a quarterback? I don't know. I'm very confused by Pittsburgh's tactics. You're right.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. And if you're going to say, well, he brings a steady hand, they had that. That they had that. And that wasn't the issue in Pittsburgh. The quarterback thing is still a big problem. And look, I don't know, Mike, with what they're going to do and whether that.
You need a new GM up there is what you need.
If it makes it better odds, I guess, for Aaron to come back. But we're going to see. But that hire did happen over the weekend. So you start dwindling these hirings down. And all of a sudden, the worst jobs are the last jobs to go. Is that a coincidence? Do you think? Ooh. And again, take the Bills out of it because that was a late firing, right? That was playoff performance. Take the Bills out of it. You have the Browns, the Cardinals, the Raiders. Those were the three perceived worst jobs that were open, and now we're to a point where they're still available. And I'm like, there's a reason for this. So, you know, again, the Steelers didn't waste time. Maybe they knew all along, Mike, if this happened, that's where they were going to go. I think the Bills are still trying to figure it out because a lot of people even said if McDermott loses, he probably won't get fired. And then the owner fired him. So now I think they're scrambling a little bit because, again, they got into this late. But nobody's going to tell you that the Bills' job is not way better than the Browns, Cards, or the Raiders right now.
Right. And I don't know if Kubiak – there's also rumors that Kubiak will get paid a bunch of money to stay in Seattle. So it might be that sort of Ben Johnson circumstance all over again, Carl, where he'll maybe stay. He won't leave the porch. He'll do one more year up in Seattle.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought, you know, yeah, Josh Allen, it's you got some things. Now, you're going to have to get some more skill position guys, but I think that's easily attainable through the draft. The news that Tom Pelissero dropped, and you and I were laughing, we were texting back and forth, it's laugh out loud funny. The Browns are going to do, like, this glorified personality examination. You've got to write an essay. I'm sorry. I've got to write an essay. I mean, I get it. You're analytics driven. You know, I mean, you got to be grown men that are coaching in the NFL. You're going to write an essay about why you want to be the Browns coach. And now we know why everybody's dropping out.
Yeah, it's a joke. It just is. And look, these are the things we don't have to defend Kevin Stefanski on because it's public knowledge. This is not Stefanski saying, well, you know, they had some kooky organizational things that they were doing up there. It's already, it's public knowledge. These are the kind of things that are going on. Real quick, buddy hits me up. He says, hey, McCarthy's from Pittsburgh. Yes, we are aware.
So what?
Doesn't mean anything. Yeah. And here's the deal. Just because you grew up somewhere, again, that doesn't automatically make you the best candidate for the job. I know his dad owned a place there and all that. The stories have come out. That's all fine and dandy. You know what the Pittsburgh Steelers did prior to hiring Mike McCarthy? They didn't hire Pittsburgh guys. Tomlin didn't have any connection whatsoever. They just get the right guys. And hopefully for them, this is the right guy. But I don't think that has anything to do with, well, you know, he's from Pittsburgh. Nah, that's not how they've normally gone about their business.